this morning from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And we're going to read a very short passage of scripture there together. And I want to just give you some of the context of that. The Apostle Paul had been with this church, and it was a church that had many struggles, that had been through much pain. It was a church that had had misunderstandings about the truth of God's word. It was a church that had had misunderstandings about leadership and misunderstandings about how to live a holy life. And in this church, there was chaos. There was disorder in the worship. And in chapters 1 to 15, the Apostle Paul comes and he writes a letter to them, and he starts to teach them and to instruct them on how they might live in such a way as to be honoring to God and pleasing to God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 16 is the closing chapter. It's the chapter where he starts to greet people, and but he's got one page left, so to speak. It's his last chance, right, until the next letter, to tell them something important that they need to know and remember and cherish in their hearts. Can you tell why I'm going to preach from it? I feel this has been such a joy and such a privilege for me, for Annie, for our kids, our family, to be here with you, to become family with you all. And as I was praying for you in the week, I felt this message, as like the Apostle Paul did for the church in Corinth. And later on he writes, he says, I can't wait to come and be with you in person. And like Mike prayed, I can't wait to come back and to see you. Looking around here, I wonder whether we're even still going to be in this venue. I think we will have outgrown it by then. Just 3 months. So this is the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 to 16. And I'll read the whole thing and then I'm going to preach through it. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Now I urge you, brothers, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and that they devoted themselves to the service of the saints. Be subject to such as these, and to every fellow worker and laborer. Be subject to them. In this translation, submit to them and others like them who serve with such devotion. So the first bit, it says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. So for the ladies, act like men. For all the leaders among us, whether you are a dad or a husband, whether you are a community leader or leading the youth, or whether you are leading the admin team, or whether you are leading the setup team on a Sunday morning, or the AV, or whatever it is you're serving in, don't shrink back at all. I feel like the Lord has given us ground in these last 2 months, and I feel the Spirit saying, hold that line. Stay positioned on the front line. In fact, don't just hold the line, but take more ground. Don't retreat. Don't shrink back. Canon, are you ready? Come. Canon came and shared a word with me at our combined community on Thursday. I want him to share, but I'm just going to wait for the plane to Canada to go over, and then I can tell it's Canadian Airlines. It's soft. Yeah. Okay. You want to share?
Yeah. So, hi, my name's Cannon, and about 3 or 2 nights ago, we had combined community groups at the Greenbrook Pool Clubhouse, and I think it was William and Zach, and they were sharing these pictures they saw, and I thought that was like super amazing that they did that. And all of a sudden I got this picture of like a roller coaster, and I was kind of like shy to share it, but I'm sharing it this morning. And that roller coaster, that I thought sometimes roller coasters could be like scary, and roller coasters could be scary, and so I kind of just thought something that I could bring Jesus into this, and how you could just do anything with Jesus, and like just like riding that roller coaster, you need to take a leap of faith and just commit fully to Him.
Thank you. So that's where we stand, on the platform next to the roller coaster. And the next one is about to go, and it's everyone take your seats. Everyone take your places. And that place might be at the head of your family, dads. It might be at the head of your community group. It might be at the head of your school class. It might be wherever it is, and Jesus is saying, don't fear. The ride is going to be awesome. And there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But I am on that roller coaster. Come with me. The next thing it says is act like men. I have found since being here that there are amazing men that I love very much, like Mark and Chase and Kevin. You can look at me. And the Bible says today, act like men. Be strong. Take responsibility where you stand and lead. Your families need you to lead. This church needs you to lead. Be strong. Step up. Serve Jesus. Lay down your lives. Tell the truth in love. Be strong. Amen, Anthony. The second bit in the scripture, I can bring it back up if you can, Johnny. The first bit is, I should have told you it's in the ESV. That's okay. It says, and do everything with love. In my translation in the ESV, it says, let all that you do be done in love. All of this taking ground and leading and standing and stepping up and let it be done in love. Otherwise, don't do it. Because if it's not done in love, it's not worth it. If it's done for any other reason other than love for Jesus and love for those that you're serving, there's no value in doing it. If it's done for position or status or title or earthly reward or any other benefit, it's not worth it. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 1 together. It says this. We've got a new AV team. Can everyone give them a round of applause? You guys are doing so well. Thank you for serving us. Johnny and Haley, doing so well. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. It's interesting. What are we when we do stuff but we don't have love? We're a noisy, clanging gong. We are nothing and we gain nothing. We've missed it. If we don't have love, what does a noisy, clanging gong sound like? Harsh and loud and, right? And if we do things without love, the only thing that we will cause is pain. And we will get no benefit at all. The Apostle Paul, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, from verse 5, he says this. He says, the aim of our charge, the aim of my teaching, the aim of my instruction, the aim of my commands is love. If you ask, what's the whole point of everything that we're doing? What's the point of reading the Bible? What's the point of coming to church? What's the outcome that God desires? It is love. Love for Him and love for each other. The aim of all of this is that as we stand in worship, as we listen to these words from God, we would feel God's love. The aim of my life is that being here with you, preaching, being in your lounges with you, eating around the table, that you would feel my love. That you would feel God's love through me. And that you would imitate that love and replicate that love. And then it continues, the first scripture we were reading, 1 Corinthians 16. It says this, you know that Stephanas and his household were the first of the harvest of believers in Greece, and they are spending their lives in service to God's people. I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, to submit to them and others like them who serve with such devotion. That is what love looks like in practice. And I could rewrite that scripture, not in the context of the church in Corinth, but in the context of the church here in Newport Beach, or Costa Mesa, or Huntington Beach. I could say, you know, the household of, and I could list every single one of your families. Those of you who are here for the first time, welcome. I'm really excited that you would get to know some of these families. They are people who love, who open up their homes and love. And they pour themselves out in service of the saints. And the Bible says, be subject to these people and to all who co-labor with them or who work alongside them. And what that means is, get to know them. get to know them. Feel the love that they are pouring out. And then listen to what they say so that your life can be transformed too into a life that is poured out in love for others. And so I want to close my preach with this. It's in 1 Corinthians 13, and we're going to read the next few lines from where we ended off. A little bit further. There we go. From verse 4. Love is patient and kind. And what I'd like you to do, this is the end of my preach. You might be very surprised. I would like you to think about what love is. And I want you to think about, have you experienced this kind of love from somebody here in this church? Okay? And when we get to the end of the verse, I'm going to open up the floor and I'm going to let you guys come up and talk about what you have seen and what you have felt and experienced of this kind of love. Is that okay? Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but it rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. So I'm now done. And I would love to invite anybody to come up and share about that kind of love.
You have to stay up here for a second.
Okay. When Eric is done, because I will then go and sit down, but when Eric is done, just come up and take the mic straight from him. I'm not going to come and pass the mic like a baton.
So our family, like a few of the others, I think you guys had the joy of having the Nakos family with you. I think a couple of us, or quite a few of us, have had the joy of watching how you guys live your lives. And you have modeled something that is so Christ-like, I think, for all of us. You have shown us what it looks like to love your family. You've shown us what it looks like to love the church. And the things that you have modeled for us, I think we have all seen it. The way Lucas, you've shown us what it looks like to love in really hard times and difficult conversations. You've shown me, and I think a lot of the men here, what it looks like to love when you're correcting. I think you've had probably what I would consider hard conversations with a lot of us as men in this church. And I think the way that you and Annie have done it, it amazes me. And it's what the scripture that we're reading today of you've shown us what it looks like to correct, but to do it with love. And I think for our family, having you and your family in our house, you and Annie, you have made us better parents. You've made us better husbands and wives. I think the impact that your kids have had on our kids is exactly what we're reading about. And so I am so grateful to you and to Annie. Because when you guys leaving here, you guys have made me and Lindsay better people and better Christians. And there's no way I can ever thank you enough for that.
Thank you, Eric.
I love you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Love you, Eric.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to the Leapers, the McCoys, and the Gunlocks for hosting us. Thank you for loving us so much by opening your homes to us, for seeing us and some of our flaws too. It's been really, really amazing to go and with you guys and to become friends and family together. Thank you.
I want to thank the Brimers for really like helping with this church and really submitting to this church. Especially like you hosted us for like ever for the first little bit, and you host youth on Wednesdays, and you serve the youth a lot, and I just want to say thank you for that.
Somebody that I want to thank is the Gunlocks. I think of how John reached out to our friend Brad, and that has borne a lot of fruit, among other people too, but I really like your guys' intentionality. And one day Robin invited me to go to lunch, and I was like, oh, okay, we've never done that before, but we went to lunch, we had a great time. And then next thing you know, like Ruby's going with Robin to lunch, and I just really like your deliberate intentionality that's bearing fruit. She cries, so she makes me cry, but it's okay. It's just it's noticed and it's unique, and I think it bears fruit, and not everybody's like that. And so I just really appreciate your intentionality is the word, because it's an example and other people could follow it, and what it does, it produces more family. Yeah.
Sorry for crying.
Yeah. Hi, I just want to thank the Leapers, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. They invited us to church. We have kids that go to school together, and we were at a Bloom thing, and they invited us to go to church one day. And it took us 6 months to show up, but when we did, we never left. So thank you. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to thank Lucas for I've become a better Christian while he's been here. And whenever I have a question or when I'm having like trouble with like the Bible, then I'll always come to him, and just like he'll make me feel like a lot better.
So I have so many, but I'll start with the Koopmans. But you guys, Ginger, invited Nate, and then Nate invited me and Sam. And then me and Sam walked in here last December because Bill said, just come, meet us there. And Sam the other day told me, Mom, what if we hadn't found Josh Jen through this time? And there's so much truth to that. And then Sam brought his dad, and we just have so many reasons to be grateful for all of these families. You guys keep loving us and showing up to our house, and Lindsay bringing me food when I was still on crutches. And actually, too, when Sam and I first came, you guys were having a thing like this. And me and Sam just sat there wondering what love, you know, because we've been in churches. My dear friend Laura and her daughter Julie are sitting right there, and we've worshiped the Lord together in good places too. But I guess God just keeps moving you along into the place he wants you. And I'm just so grateful. And the Nakoses, I see so many beautiful things. And God's good. He's good even in hard moments. And he loves us. So if you're sitting there, maybe new or I don't know, I just want you to stay strong in your faith, and God is so good.
I actually want to honor my husband. Okay. Josh, you left this church. And being able to be in our home and watch you pour your heart out to the Father and be faithful through all of it. And it is so evident to me and to this church that your love for the Father and for the bride is such a beautiful thing to see. You've done that with carrying a full-time workload. And your heart has been pulled to serve your work well, but I know your heart is to serve the church. And you have done that with grace. You have done that with wisdom. You've done that with courage. And I know it's blessed our family, and I know it's blessed this family. And so thank you for loving the Lord and for loving this family.
I affirm that 100%. Sometimes we're being loved and we don't even know it. And I want to point out Roger, who has loved this church from the very beginning, and Tracy, but just the blessing that he has been to us and a lot of us, and we don't even know it. And he doesn't ask for recognition. He doesn't do it for recognition, but he has served this church so beautifully. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. We wouldn't have been at the sea base if it wasn't for him. And we wouldn't be the church that we are without your guys' love and wisdom and gifting. And you guys have poured yourselves out and have had very little spotlight on you. And that is real love. It's sacrificial. It's beautiful. And I honor you guys and thank you.
So I have response/rebuttal to that. I don't know if you guys have any idea how damaged Roger and I were when we came here. We were really disillusioned in a lot of ways, and we were hurting. And I just want to say that this church has been the most loving body of legit believers that we have seen this side of Cape Town, South Africa. And it's healed us, and it's empowered us, and inspired us, and just given us the strength and the faith that we need to serve again. Because we didn't even know at one point, you know, if spiritual gifts were like retractable and if we still had anything to give. And because we've been able to serve here, we've seen our gifts, like God breathed fresh life back into to us and to our gifts. And this is just such a safe and wonderful place. So thank you.
I want to thank, the Murphys, even though they're in kids' church right now, they've been really, encouraging to me, and, to use my gift, and, very inviting and encouraging.
I just want to honor Miss Gunlock. I just love her so much. And And I love that I can just go to her with anything. And I just love her little lunches and that we just go so deep in the Bible. And yeah, I love you.
I just want to thank everyone who's like been involved in the youth and like helped grow into us and stuff. Like, it's a hard job and we're really appreciative, so thank you.
I'm so thankful for my church family. Going through the hardest season of my life, so many of you have came alongside of me and have blessed me when I couldn't move. So thank you for showing God's love to me and my family.
I just want to thank specifically the women of this church and for modeling for me what it's like to be a woman who loves the Lord and for feeding me all the time. I do cook, but your food is better. And then specifically for the youth, I was terrified of you guys, to be honest, because I was like, oh my gosh, I work with six-year-olds. I don't know how to work with teenagers. Or I don't know how to talk to them. But I'm just really thankful for you guys for just welcoming me with open arms, and I'm just really excited for our journey together and what the Lord is going to do with all of you. So,
I really just want to say thank you so much to Uncle Josh for always, like, as my dad was telling us about what love is, I was immediately thinking of Uncle Josh, the way he talks to people, how I see him, or when he talks to me. It's like he's never frustrated, or and he's always listening, and he's just loving and gentle and kind, and I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Leapers, for starting the church and being in the hot seat when Brandon and I came to grill you guys about being a cult. McCoy's for going to church and us trying to save them from the cult. Murad's, you guys have been lovely to our family. Listening to all of our questions, and I'm a big baby. Yeah, come on. Gunlocks, awesome. Love you guys. Rhymers. Lucas, Nakos, great family. We love it. Chase, you're awesome. You know, you always like out there evangelizing and like, that's awesome. The youth, you guys are awesome. You taught us how to worship. And Anthony, loved our conversations. Kevin, your family, I don't know you guys, but I heard you guys like gold panning, so I want to talk to you about that. Ramses, love it. You guys are awesome. Love your family. Thanks for putting on the Spartan race. Roger and Tracy, solid. Brad. I always Higson. Brandy kills me, or she wants to kill me every time because I'm horrible with names. Awesome family, thank you for starting the journey group. It's been amazing. If you haven't done it yet, please do so. Senior, I love it. I love you. Ruggs, love you. Cannon, I love you. You're my favorite son. The Koopmans, man, you guys are solid. It's where is she? Where's mom? There she is. Brooke, you come out with the most amazing things sometimes. Like, and your knowledge. I'm so blown away. It's awesome. So.
I want to affirm Ashley because through the time we spent together going to the park and laughing and talking together, she's discipled me, and that makes me feel really loved. So, yeah.
Me and threw him to South American. I was like, what is South African? And I'm sitting here wondering what's going on, but it was the biggest blessing of my family's life. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Gunlocks. So, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, Lucas. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Josh Jed. So thank you. Love the beard. And I got a lot of names. And Mervis, I'm extremely excited to have you come and be a part of this. I know you're going to do wonders with us and move us in a direction that nobody's ever seen before. So, yeah. Super stoked. Yeah.
I actually wanted to affirm Anthony. I don't know if you guys can all see it, but Anthony always sits in the back, and he greets everyone that comes in. And deals with the lights, and he serves every week here, and it wouldn't be the same without you, Anthony. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone here, and I want to say that you guys are really amazing. Just the way that you guys love us and my family, and how you guys have just accepted us, even when we've actually, our family's had a difficult part to play, and we've had to, so at times, I think, be difficult to love. So I want to say thank you to you guys, and thank you for making us feel at home in a really difficult season where we've had to give up a lot, and we've been in a difficult season with you guys. And I think it's been really, so much easier having to do it with people like you, and I'm really excited that I get to stay and I get to keep loving you guys and being loved by you. And yeah, thank you to everyone.
I want to say thank you to to Dan and Emily for showing me what biblical parenting looks like, and for bringing me in when I didn't feel like I had a family, and for showing me that, and the love that you've shown me means the world to me, so thank you.
It took me a while to come up because I didn't, it's like I want to stand here and say things about everyone too, but I think I'm just going to reference what brought us here was our oldest, but what kept us here, and that was the community, and just realizing that I had such a skewed understanding of what it was to love in a community and care for each other. And we were in a really, really, really rough place when we showed up, but the Leapers, Janet and Lindsay specifically, the Murads and Leapers were really, they did such a good job of just coming alongside and showing us love that was just God pouring out through them. And I had never seen that before. I mean, now we see it in everyone here, every family. And we're so thankful. But I can't even believe how skewed my view was. You know, like I thought we had community, but we did not. So thank you for loving us through a really hard time and giving us a glimpse of what biblical community and family and relationship really looks like. Yeah.
It's a little easier when I was sitting down in the seat. To hear everyone's outpouring of gratitude just fills my heart. And I wanted to say a word to the Nakoses just in gratitude. The word leadership, I thought I knew what leadership was. And getting to see, Lucas, how you've led us so well. I feel like a little child. Lord, would you teach me? Would you show me? And I love how you have brought all of us in. You've brought us in alongside you. It reminds me of Jesus when he says, come follow me. You've brought us close, each of us in different ways. And you've given us a glimpse of leadership that looks like Jesus, full of the Spirit. Yesterday we were getting candy. Wyatt took us to get candy, and Lucas is brimming over at a young woman named Dakota with the Lord's love for her, just showing us what it is to be follow the Spirit and to point people to Jesus. Lucas, thank you for the ways you've poured yourself out for us. And I was reminded, Annie, I would be neglectful if I didn't speak of the grace with which you've carried yourself through fire, through difficult circumstances, leading your family, caring for them, pouring yourself out quietly behind the scenes, and at moments coming in with these incisive prophetic insights of what the Father's saying, what he wants us to remember, because you're spending time with him. You're modeling that for us. And your kids, what a beauty to see you loving them and them loving you and loving us, turning outward to love us, each of you. I was reminded of Paul. I'll just share this, close this with this peace, just honoring you guys, but Paul says, what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. And I just feel like the Lord saying, what we've seen modeled, what's been modeled in a new way, and the unique way that God has gifted the Nakoses to point us to him, let's put these things into practice. Let's become more like him. So we love you guys. So maybe just in the way of continuing to honor, but also pointing to where God is leading us. Mervis had just joined us today for the first time. I wonder if maybe in a way of closing, if we could have Mervis come forward and maybe just come forward and pray over him and honor what God is sending to us in him. And just bless him as you come to lead in this congregation. Would you do that? Can you come forward and we'll pray over you? Yeah. All right. I just invite everybody to stand up and let's gather around Mervis and say a few words of prayer as we close.
So guys, this is my handsome teddy bear, Mervis. Lord, I want to thank you so much for him. You know I love him so much. One of my very best friends in the world. I want to thank you, Lord God, for the grace, the gift, the man that he is, Lord. And I pray that everyone in this family would open their hearts to him and to Sonia and the kids as they come to lead in this next season, Lord. Lord, I pray for your special grace and filling of your Holy Spirit upon him. Even now, Lord God, as he takes on the baton, Lord God, to lead us. I thank you for him, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for us as a church, Lord, that you would change us through him and the grace on his life. I pray, Lord God, that you would open our eyes to see you in new ways. That you would open our hearts to love you so much more, Lord. And I pray that we would become more like you, Jesus, through him. So, Lord God, can we stretch our hands towards him? Lord, we bless him. Lord, help us to follow well, Lord God, as he leads us, Lord, from now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's close with that. Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Let's honor these people, these gifts that God's given.